بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. There's a question. Who is the one who worships their nafs? Can that be referring to Muslims?
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله.
Worshipping one's whims does not mean literally nobody prays to themselves, right? When Allah castigates those who take their whims as their God, that refers to those who always defer to and surrender to their whims and their desires. Right? So it's a rebuke. It's not declaring that such a person is a disbeliever, but rather don't be of those who merely follow their whims and desires, but rather be a servant of Allah. Right? Strive to choose on the basis of the pleasure of Allah and not merely the vagaries and whims of yourself. Bismillah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And whoever can restrain the vagaries of their self, those are the successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And the self and how Allah has fashioned it, inspiring it both to its virtue and its vice. Successful is the one who purifies it, and ruined is the one who allows it to be corrupted. Right? So that is the call of Allah to learn to restrain oneself. And the unrestrained self is as if it is devoted to its whim rather than to its Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't be of those people. That is the call. Don't be of those people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the people of principle and good, and not of the people of whim and caprice. Ya Rabbil Alameen.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله.